Little Leilani Summers has frequently suffered from urinary tract infections. Her mother, Virginia Summers, says the child has been treated with a number of medications, including antibiotics.
I'm not very happy about it because she's on lots of medications. She's been on a lot of them since this has been going on, and she's only 2 years old, you know?
Doctors say urinary tract infections are among the most common problems they see in small children. The American Academy of Family Physicians says at least 7% of girls and 2% of boys will have urinary tract infections by 6 years of age. The first symptom is often fever. Antibiotics have been frequently used to prevent them from reoccurring. But a University of Pennsylvania review of almost 75,000 children treated at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia found that when antibiotics were used daily to prevent future infections, the antibiotics did not help and may have done harm. Dr. Patrick Conway was the primary investigator of the study, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
Antibiotics did not prevent recurrent urinary tract infections. And in fact, when children did get those infections, they were more likely to be antibiotic resistant.
Children who have bladder reflux, a condition that occurs when urine flows back into the ureter or kidney, have been thought to be at greater risk for recurrent urinary tract infections. But Dr. Conway says that turned out not to be the case for many children in the study.
The children with bladder reflux were not at increased risk of getting recurrent urinary tract infection.
So what is the best course of treatment when antibiotics do not work? Dr. Ron Caron has treated many children with urinary tract infections. Until further studies are made, he advises parents to watch their children for further symptoms before giving antibiotics.
The results are concerning, and we want to obviously do the right thing, make sure we give kids the medicines that they need.
Leilani's mother, Virginia Summers, agrees with that recommendation.
I'd be very happy to get her off the medications and rather wait for her to have something medically wrong with her than treating her for something she doesn't have at that point.
Melinda Smith, VOA News.